Hello, everybody. Welcome to Purity's podcast, episode 54. My name is Purity, and
hello, guys. My name is Ivan.
Yes, I hope everybody is enjoying their holidays. Happy holidays, everyone, from Purity's podcast, and
for me, too.
Yeah, as a
member of Purity's podcast.
Yes, from both of us, we want to wish you happy holidays. I cannot believe that 2019 is gone.
I cannot believe that I'm still member of your podcast
because the year is ending and you're still doing my podcast.
I didn't find some other podcast to pay me better. So to pay me at all.
So if you find another podcast, you're just gonna abandon me just like that.
Just like that. Not even thinking twice.
I will make sure he's not gonna do that. So, guys, let's start with the podcast, shall we?
Yeah.
Nothing much happening around here in Serbia. We're enjoying the weather. It's not that cold. I'm so happy about that. We have decorations all over the city.
But you don't know when you're gonna upload this podcast. What if, like, tomorrow the weather shifts?
Wow, it won't. I checked ahead.
You plan your podcast. I plan the weather.
Can you imagine? How cool am I? So our first story goes like this. Plane passengers rage. Enough is enough after horse spotted in the economy.
Economy class
in the plane. Well, yes, this is funny. So
someone took a photo of a little horse.
Mm-hmm. It's called a miniature horse. I don't know.
It's a pony. Pony is a miniature horse.
A miniature horse. Uh-huh.
And someone brought the horse into the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is like a rule. It's somewhere in United States.
Because
the rule is that people with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
Can bring animals, like blind people can bring dogs that you know, those dogs that assist them, and like obviously there are horses that also assist people with disabilities. I've never heard of. How would horse assist you with anything?
Yeah, what, it's bothering other passengers definitely. If I
no
was
no
in...
but how like you're a person with disability, what does the horse do with you, for you? What can horse do for you?
I have no idea. You're asking them.
Those dogs help blind people walk. You know, to like what is horse doing?
So what happened is the latest bizarre photo from onboard a flight has left people shocked for different reasons altogether, leading to some people saying things were getting out of hand. The snap appears to show a pony in the economy cabin of an American plane standing in front of two seated passengers.
Yeah, it's economy class, and like people are sitting in economy class. It's tight, like you can barely fit yourself. And there is a guy with a horse. With a horse in front of himself.
Yes.
And it's a horse. It's an animal. Like, they're saying these animals are washed well, and I know, but like where horse needs to go,
mm-hmm.
you know, where does horse go in a plane? You take him to that little toilet?
Oh, exactly. I was wondering the
Imagine,
same thing. What if he learns to use the toilet? Then what?
Yeah, imagine you sit next
imagine
to that
you're
horse.
Imagine you're sitting next to the horse and you just...
Oh, we have to make pause. Somebody's making so much noise outside. Just for a sec. So we're back, guys. Sorry, but we have really loud and annoying
neighbors.
Like, I think someone was driving tractor. You drive tractor in the city. Like, what? Where?
I was
where
gonna
in
say
the...
it sounded like a tuk tuk, like the ones in Kenya.
No, it was probably a tractor. Like, that's. Who, like, these people here.
Okay, we were saying, you're sitting on the plane, and then the pony does his business, whatever, and then the whole plane starts to smell, and you boarded the plane to enjoy yourself, to enjoy your trip, not to have smells all around. No, I would never board an economy class. I'm gonna go first class to avoid all these little problems. So someone says that someone complaining said, I'll be damned if I'm going to pay the prices they're now charging to fly only to be sitting next to a freaking pony. I love horses, but enough is enough. Wow.
But like, you can look at it like you paid for a plane ticket and you're getting for free, like, to play with an animal, like you went to a petting zoo. It's a little horse, you know.
Yeah. There are many photos,
like several photos of people with horses on the airport and on the plane.
Oh my god.
So
that's it on this story. Let's move on, guys. So a boy, 6 years old, born with a tail, is worshipped as a monkey god by parents. Is worshipped as a monkey god, but parents hide him away.
So, the boy was born in India with a tail.
Mm-hmm.
And being born with a... It happens, like these rudimentary tails, I don't know, nipples... Like stuff like that we inherited from animals through evolution. Like there are so many people have like the third nipple, or like it's okay. I'm not gonna say it's normal, but it happens really often. So this guy, this boy he has a tail.
6 year old boy.
But
yeah.
The twist is that in India, monkey is a holy animal. And because he has a tail and like some hair around the tail, it looks really disgusting. You don't want to see like picture. He has above his bottom, mm-hmm. he has this stupid little tail and a lot of hair.
Yeah.
So because they over there in India worship monkeys, they think he's
they said he resembles like a god of theirs.
Well,
has
yeah,
a tail,
yeah,
a monkey
reincarnation
god
of yes. What monkey god? I really don't know anything about it. Their monkey gods.
Reincarnation of Hanuman. That's Hanuman. A powerful monkey deity for Hindus. Yes, that's what they. So he's having a lot of tensions, like. Neighbors believe he's a divine being due to unusual growth of his hair on his back, so they shower him with chocolates and snacks. Oh, yeah, right. Because he's a boy, they bring him snacks. I'll say, oh, bring me a laptop, dude.
Because he's a boy? Well, it has nothing to do
because he's a young boy. So they say, oh, young boys love chocolate. Why can't they bring, like,
maybe
a huge
monkeys
gift?
Like chocolate. Like, they see him as a monkey.
No, you think monkey? I don't know.
I don't know.
Monkey likes bananas, not chocolate.
I
don't
know.
Maybe chocolate bananas, like
things.
The ones in here.
Chocolate bananas.
Yeah. Oh my god. So the growth shocked doctors, including his mom, who refused to shave it off because it would bring a bad omen for the family.
Ooh. Shave off what? The hair?
The hair,
around
yes.
the. But mm-hmm. they're not thinking about removing the
no,
the
they're not.
Tail.
No, they're not. So she said it would bring bad omen for the family. I mean, bad luck.
What will bring bad omen? If you shave
if she
the
shaved.
Hair? No, but they are not thinking about plastic surgery removing the tail.
Yes.
You can see these people, like some peasants, they live in some village, in like some godforsaken village in India, you know? So,
yeah.
Like, even if they want, where would they go to? It's probably too expensive to go to a plastic surgeon and just have snip of that.
Well, yeah, it would be easier. Or maybe it will grow back. Who knows? Maybe it will grow back. That's why they're not.
It won't grow back. Like, well, it's how it need. Of course, it won't grow back.
Well, some guy here, a local
it's
guru,
rudimentary
a family locals guru, asked them.
Guru. They have
guru.
A family guru.
Yes. Ask them to stop letting people to carry on with worshipping him as a god. Well, yeah.
So the guru doesn't like a little kid. Guru is like what? It's like a priest, like a pastor, but
exactly.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So he's like a local pastor, local priest.
Mm-hmm. Who advises you.
And like whatever he tells you, you have to do. It's like in Kenya, whatever pastor tells you, however ridiculous that is, you just gotta do it. You have to do it. So these priests, he doesn't like the boy. He doesn't like boy enjoying sweets, you know, chocolates. Mm-hmm. Bonbons, so he's like, The boy is not a
No,
god.
that's not it. He wants them to stop considering him as a god because he's
But the
mad.
boy likes it. You would not be you what
It's
what
not.
what if your pastor came like when during the how do you say Sunday mass,
Yes, Sunday
and
mass.
he says this little girl Purity, she's a god in this village because of something, because of what, because of
I have nothing unusual. I am perfect.
Okay,
Born perfect.
he comes up with something. You like
Okay, like if I had
you
some.
make yourself a fake tail, you know, you just use that crazy glue, put the fake tail. Yeah, but in Kenya, like, people do not care about monkeys. I don't know what. Anyways, he says this Purity is a god, and people start bringing you
Well,
chocolate.
yeah, people would believe it.
Would you like that? You wouldn't
I
like
don't
that.
want
You wouldn't
chocolate.
like chocolate.
No.
Because you're
No.
on a diet? What if you
Yes.
were not? Or you can sell the chocolate. Open a business.
Wow.
Buy
Like
chocolate
and
from the god.
how will I make profit? In our neighborhood, everybody wants free stuff. No one wants to buy. That business is gonna fail.
You
Hard.
export chocolate, export.
Well, yeah, and then I'm gonna put on a cheaper price so that they go quickly, because if not,
See, idea for
they're
business.
gonna stay there. Oh, I didn't know. Well, okay. So they said that people started coming by and they told him that the boy is not around, so they stopped coming. But
Where is the boy? He's on a business
it's
trip.
alive.
The people live in a village, a boy is 6 years old. He's not around. He's abroad studying. He's studying in Cambridge.
So they said the boy acts and behaves like a monkey. He will laugh like an ape and he'll always keep jumping.
The boy laughs like an ape. I didn't even know that.
He will invert himself and stay with his legs up in the air just like a monkey would do.
Well, all children do that, like, so. All children are, like, what, god monkeys?
Yes. They said the tail is short, but they believe as he continues to grow,
No, the tail would not grow.
The hairs would increase in length.
Ah,
Uh-huh,
hairs.
hairs would increase.
Well, I don't know about hairs. I don't think so, but maybe. Are these people? Oh my god.
That's all on this story. Now let's talk about social media, which I love. So a dad takes over daughter's social media as punishment and is more popular than her. That's a
Yeah.
cool dad. So
you think that that's cool?
to be popular.
No.
I mean, he's funny, like,
No,
people
he's
like him.
embarrassing that girl. Would you like your dad to do that to
No,
you
no.
when you were
She's a child, 15 year old. She'll get over it. Or just
Yeah,
start
but
a new
she'll
account.
have traumas, you know, when she grows up. Like, why is he doing it? Okay, but first tell the story. People
Oh
don't know
my
what we are
God,
talking
like
about.
really? Okay, when 15-year-old Madeline was caught helping sneak boys into a sleepover party, her parents decided she needed to be punished. Town of
Well, what are you 15-year-old, you're having sleepover party with boys. What are you doing?
Yeah,
I'm saying that now when I'm 37, but when I was 15-year-old, I was
You're also doing the
doing
same?
and thinking different.
Oh, you're not doing that. Oh, I thought you were gonna
No,
say
I'm saying when I okay, no.
I wouldn't go to
People
sleepover.
understood.
Okay, fine.
I did
Let's
go
move
to
on.
sleepover.
Tawanya Ford and Larry Sumter let their daughter decide her own fate. 1 month without a phone or a reduced sentence of 2 weeks without a phone. But her parents will be given the freedom over social media.
Meaning
Oh.
her dad were to take
Over her
he was
account.
to take her
The phone.
social media accounts. Yeah, to
Yes.
take her phone and
So he was posting on Instagram and Snapchat and TikTok. TikTok is the new app that everybody is like. So he posted a selfie on Instagram with the caption, "Felt cute, might delete later."
Yeah, but he posted a photo. People need to see this photo. Like, you go to Mirror and find this story. It's really funny. And again,
This is
the name of the story is "Dad takes over daughter's social media and as punishment." Blah, blah, blah. That's the name of the story. Find the stories. You can see the photos. Like, he put like a huge a selfie, just his head.
Yes.
And like wrote cute, but made lately. But these later photos after that, oh, they're hilarious. He's
Yeah,
putting a
wig,
dressing like I don't know what, like.
And holding a bottle and putting his hand on his hip and wearing, I don't know, some a lot of hairband, or is it a neck? No,
I
it
have
looks
no idea.
like hairbands, many of them on his hand. A TikTok wearing a crop top and jeans shorts, leaving her begging to change her choice. But it's not all bad news for Madeline, who has seen social media accounts surging popularity with fans desperate to keep up with Larry's antics. She got more followers because of him. I see.
He's dressing really weirdly on these photos and posting, and then her friends.
And then the daughter saw it and was like, "I changed my mind." After
I
the
will take the
first,
punish, I will, full punishment.
Yes, I choose the one
But he
man.
said, no way,
No,
no.
I'm
He said, I invested too much in this.
Yes, I'm having so much fun. The dad is having so much fun. Yeah. Why can't he open his own Instagram and do all these things? So we are sticking with the 2 weeks. That's what she said. He's loving it. I think he's gonna make his own TikTok account when this is over. Well, yeah, dad, you make your own Instagram and TikTok. He has become more popular with more than his daughter because of this.
Well, yeah. And the first photo of the first post was a photo of the girl in the room. She was
He
sad,
posted.
like she's sad, and she took the photo and said that she had a choice of no phone for a month or no phone for 2 weeks, and we have full control of her social media. That was the first post, right? She chose 2 weeks, so be
On
on the
the
look out for some amazing Instagram posts, Snapchats, and TikToks from her parents. So that was the first post
Yeah.
for the people, and then he started going crazy with posts. But there are many people from around the world texting and him telling him
Oh, telling
how they
him
how
how
they
they
enjoy
love
his boss.
his post. Yes. Another one say, "I love your dad all the way from Netherlands. He needs an Instagram account of his own."
Yeah. Let me
Oh my
tell you
God, this kid is gonna be so pissed
let
off.
me tell you, sir,
So,
you are a genius. Love the idea, says one.
He said he's won a legion of fans on social media with other parents vowing to use the same punishment on their own kids. So he's like, he gave people an idea of how to punish their teenage daughters.
Well, at least people are gonna, some number of people is gonna start beating on their children.
We have no problem like this in
And
Kenya.
then.
When you're 15, no, you don't get a smartphone. No way. So we have no problems of this. If you're gonna punish me, punish me. I don't have a phone to give out. Sorry.
Is that the whole story?
That's the whole story. On my last story, woman's hack to make changing bed sheets easier leaves people grossed out. So this woman shared ideas on how it's easier to change your bed sheets
She shared her idea on Twitter.
on Twitter.
Not
and
idea, she shared like
what she does
she does
actually.
all the
And she
time.
thought, oh, let me share, it might help someone out there. Very nice. So the post went viral. She had like 15,000 likes. So
What did
what
she
she
do?
said, you put like three bed sheets together on the bed when you sleep,
Three
and
layers, like
three
one
layers.
bed sheet, then another on top of it, and
Yeah.
another on top of it. So you have
Yes.
three
One,
layers of
two,
bed
three.
sheets.
Yes.
Clean bed sheets, of course.
Clean. So and then when on the one on the top gets dirty, you just remove it. And the other two, you leave them and
She said you have a clean bed sheet
yeah.
under it, and you don't have to bother, because this all started because she's too lazy to change her bed sheets, and there are many other people in the world who are also lazy to
Yes.
change her bed their bed sheets. So she thinks that this is a good idea, because she thinks that this second bed sheet, second layer, or maybe even third one, would not get dirty
Yes,
if you
that's what
sleep
she
on your
said.
bed. And I don't know how, like, it doesn't get dirty, but
Yes, so okay, some people of course were against what she was saying, and one said, you don't sweat when you sleep.
well, yeah, like, it's not like the bed sheet can prevent sweat from going to the second bed sheet, even third.
Yes, that's right. So another one said, God, I hope you're joking. This is disgusting. Do you lay your underwear too? Do you layer your underwear too?
Well, yeah, like that this person like who proposed this idea with underwear, not proposed, but who, like, it doesn't work with underwear. It cannot work with underwear. Just you
Yeah.
put three panties, But like you have to remove the one that is inside, the closest to your body. It's completely opposite with these bed sheets.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't remove that one that is inside. The one that is on the top, with underwear, you don't remove the. So
Some people don't
how do you
even.
remove that underwear that is inside, the first one? You have idea?
No clue. That's why people don't do
If
that.
you have
Don't
idea
do
how to
that.
remove, how to make that work wearing three underwear, tweet us.
Yes.
And
Tweeted us.
we will start this idea from around the world. If it's successful, people will be wearing three pairs of underwear from now on.
Yeah, that's uncomfortable. No one's gonna do that. Trust me. That's a bad idea. So you don't need to fold things to put them away. You can actually just put things in cupboards and fold it. Others were a bit more open to the idea when one person, oh my God, you have just hacked my life. And some
You just hacked my life.
were, you just hacked my life.
Means she helped her with you understand?
Someone write, I have 200 fitted sheets on my bed now.
No. Well, he said for like a year.
He said, another one say, three fitted sheets for the same bed. Thanks for the advice, Mrs. Rockefeller. Must be nice being wealthy. This Rockefeller, I saw it like on TV yesterday.
Yeah,
Okay.
it's the richest family,
Ah,
Rockefellers.
oh,
Yeah.
okay, I'm gonna watch it. I didn't watch it.
Watch what?
That's sure, I saw it on TV.
I don't know that there is show. This is
There
real.
is.
Okay, I'm
I
just
saw
seeing.
it yesterday, that's why I'm like, oh my God. Okay, guys, that's all on this story. That is it, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Purity's Love, and find my podcast on anchor.fm/puritieslavu. And if you have a podcatcher out there, you can find me on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or wherever you get your podcatcher. Just search for Purity Slavul. And I have a website. Go visit. It's www.puritieslavul.yolasite.com. And also, I have a YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and search for Purity Slavul, and you won't miss me. And subscribe, watch, gives me a thumbs up. And thank you so much for your support. And I wish you happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Enjoy and do not drink and drive. That's what they say, right?
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Until next time.
Bye.
So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And what can I say? Mamba out.